Well, hey, friend, I am extra glad you are here today. This is a unique and special podcast, and I know it's not by accident that you chose to listen and tune in today. We are talking about rest, recalibration, and getting ready to absolutely crush your goals. And I'm going to do something a bit different than I typically do today. I'm in the midst of some major transitions in my life, and instead of keeping that in and doing it behind the scenes, which is what I typically do, I decided to invite you in, and today over coffee, we are just going to have a conversation, human to human today, about what is next. How do we step into that next chapter of life? How do we do this if we are afraid? How do we walk and step forward in faith and trusting the process? Something that is not easily done. And I decided to have this conversation here with you today because as I was going through a lot of my own struggles with moving into this next chapter of my life, I realized a lot of the battles I'm having internally and a lot of the fears I have are the same conversations I'm having with you about food and how we embrace the next step in our health journey. So let's have a conversation today, shall we? I want you to grab a cup of coffee. If you don't like coffee, something sparkly, something delicious, and let's chat together because as I'm going through these transitions, I know you are too, and together we can grow and embrace this next chapter. Because we're not here to play small. We're not here to constantly be dreaming of what is next for us. We're actually here to figure out how to take those steps to get it. I know you want this, I want this, and we're gonna start that journey today. I am genuinely glad you are here, my friend. Let's dive in and grow together. Hey, I am Jess, and I'm obsessed with all things nutrition, science, and helping you navigate this information while maintaining a deep sense of peace and empowerment in your body. I'm a registered dietitian who started out with an eating disorder and then fell in love with learning about how God intricately designed our bodies to be resilient and so much more than superficially beautiful. I am now a mama who loves to be healthy, not because of how it makes me look, but because of how it has transformed the energy I can give to my family, my friends, and you. On this show, we hit on real talk around the latest nutrition science and body image resiliency, all while balancing it between grit and grace. Think of this as your weekly audio coffee to encourage your empowered eating journey. This is the Fuel Her Awesome podcast. All right, friend, before we dive into the rest, recalibration, and getting ready to crush our goals process, I want to give you a little bit of background of what's been going on and what I'm talking about. What is this new chapter you're talking about, Jess? So as many of you know, I have been here hosting the Fuel Her Awesome podcast for just about 3 years now, and it has been something beyond what I could have ever imagined. I tend to be someone that struggles with insecurity and perfectionism, so doing something like getting a mic and speaking into it and putting that out in the world can be really intimidating. However, it has been crazy how many doors it's opened and really been something that has allowed me to serve women in a whole new capacity. I'm beyond grateful for it. But behind the scenes, I have also been working my full-time job. So I have a full-time job. I've been the director of nutrition at a local eating disorder treatment program for just over 12 and a half years now. I have been with the owners of the company since the beginning. I'm connected with a therapist here in town right after I graduated with my master's degree. We both had a passion for serving people with eating disorders, and in New Mexico, there was actually no treatment program at the time. And so we both had our private practice, and over time, she decided to start a program, an intensive outpatient program, and invited me to be a part of that. So we started it with 12 people in our program, all ages, all different eating disorder struggles. And over the last decade, that program has grown tremendously. And it's amazing. I mean, there is a full building now with 3 intensive outpatient programs, 2 partial hospitalization programs, and a team of almost 40 clinicians and administrative staff. It's insane what it has grown into. Now, I love what I do. I have such a passion for what I do. Like if I had one wish, if I had a genie pop up and say, Jess, you have 3 wishes, I'd say I only need one. I want to not sleep and have 48 hours in the day. Okay, maybe I would ask for like a couple other things, like a farm with 100 dogs on it. I would want that too. But the main thing that I wish I could do is have endless time and energy to do all the things life offers. And that's just not the reality. I think of this quote often that it haunts me. It's, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And that's really hard for me to swallow. I don't like it. I don't like having to choose, but it's the reality of it. And I came to this reality a few months ago when I was exhausted. I was struggling with insomnia again because one of the side effects of being so busy and stretched so thin and your brain being on all the time is your adrenals get really overstimulated and your ability to relax and start to release those relaxing hormones starts to subside. And that's what has happened to me. And I wasn't sleeping. You know, I beat insomnia, I say twice last year, but it kept coming back. I was really tired. And honestly, if I took a close look at how I was living within my values, or if I was living within my values, I was not doing it to the capacity I would like to. I was not showing up as the mom and wife, which is most important to me, that I wanted to be. And even when it comes to my health, I hope this makes you guys feel better. I pump out menus all day long for people. I have this crazy awesome software that allows me to calibrate or to write the calories, macros, I mean, down to the amount of potassium I want to recommend to someone, and then filter it based on their preferences or allergies. It's incredible. I love making these menus. I have not made a single one for myself. And I was eating on the fly, which, you know, it was working, but I knew I could do better. So I came to this fork in the road, and as I entered 2024, I decided I wanted to do it differently this year. I took a good hard look at my values and decided to take some major steps to get back in alignment with those values. Came to this fork in the road and said some prayers to God, asked Him to open the right doors, and I got a very clear answer that stepping away from my role as the director of nutrition was the next step. And that was a really scary thing for me to come to. But here's what I realized is that we are always growing. We are always evolving. And when we have these really big dreams and ambitions and goals, and sometimes that's in our career, sometimes it's with our family, sometimes it's with our own health, if we are being irritated, like there's a constant irritation in the back of our head saying, you know, why can't you do it? We're frustrated because we can't get there. It always seems that something else comes up, which is how I was feeling about this podcast and the private practice. It's because we don't have space for it. And I had to come to the hard realization that I needed to make major changes in my life to create space for my dreams, my goals, my ambitions, and to do so in alignment with my values. Because what was happening is I was chasing some of those goals. I was working on this podcast and my coaching business has grown incredibly. I get to connect with so many of you, and that's really important to me. So I'm not willing to sacrifice that, but it was coming at the cost of my sleep, which was then coming at the cost of how I show up for my family, which is in direct conflict with the most important value in my life. So I had to take some big scary steps. So I will be stepping away from the clinic at the end of this month. This is closing a major chapter in my life, but I know it's creating space for what is to come. And as I was going through this, I was thinking, how do I want to do this? You know, do I want to just like dive in and go full into the podcast, start sharing more on more platforms, start sending more emails and resources, social media? You know, I was kind of going through the typical overachiever protocol. And I felt really pressed. It has to be a God thing. I felt God say, Jess, you need to slow down. You're about to launch into this next chapter, and before you do, you need to take a time out. And it got me thinking. I have so many of you that I connect with, and we have these conversations about what you want to do for yourself and the kind of woman you want to become and the way you want to care for your body, which will impact how you care for your family and your friends. And we're trying to do it in the middle of our chaos. It's like we're trying to do something bigger, but we are in the middle of a marathon already. We are tired. We are stretched really, really thin. It's like we're trying to meal prep after we've taken the kids a million places, done how many loads of laundry, and we still feel like we're behind, and now we have to do another thing like meal prepping. And it's really, really hard to do. And I felt this as I was thinking about this next chapter. I'm thinking about all the things I want to do, but if I was honest, it sounded really exhausting. I was overwhelmed by it and already tired just thinking about it. I hadn't even started and I was already feeling fatigued. And so this reminded me of the power of rest. And I think we can all agree that sometimes the art of rest is more difficult than the act of doing. And I know this because I talk to so many of you, and one of the common statements I hear out of your mouths is that, Jess, tell me what to do and I can do it, but I can't keep doing it. The sustainability piece is what's hard because I get tired or I get bored. But if you tell me what to do, I can do it. I just don't know how to be still or calm amidst the chaos. And I think this is important to acknowledge. And one of the ways to break it and break the cycle is not to keep going. It's not to do more and work harder. It is to rest. It is to take a time out. And if I know you, that is going to be so much harder than the doing. Because we mistake resting for laziness, taking a step back, missed opportunity. But what we forget is there's power and momentum that builds in the rest period. So I like to think of a slingshot. And if you think of holding a pebble in a slingshot, as you pull that pebble back, if we were to look at that pebble in a linear format, it is being pulled back. We might think, hey, it is taking a step backwards. But what we forget is that pebble is attached to two rubber bands that are building and building and building momentum so that when the time is right and that is released, that pebble is going to launch forward. And I know that is what's happening when we honor the season of rest and we prioritize our own rest. Now, rest can look different depending on what chapter and season you are in life. So for me as a new mama, rest looked like taking a nap. You know, it was kind of day to day. I had to take it as the day allowed and as my newborn baby allowed me to take that rest period. As my kiddos got a little bit older, rest started to look like leaving them for a weekend and going with my husband away from cell phones and emails and kid needs and just being present with my husband. In this season, my rest is a little bit more dramatic, and I think it's because it's such a big transition in my life, but my rest is going to look like stepping away from this chapter of my life, the eating disorder clinic. It's actually going to look like stepping away from the podcast for about a month, so I will not be showing up on Mondays for the next 4 weeks, but I will be back in May. So actually, that might be 5 weeks, but I'll be back in May. I'm going to take that time to honor this season and rest. But let's not mistake rest for stepping backwards. Let's actually honor it for what it is, because the reality is, while I'll be resting from the podcast, I'm going to be hustling in so many other ways. I have an insanely awesome coaching connection caseload right now, and I'm going to be pouring into those of you who are on my caseload. If anybody's been on the fence about working with me, now's a great time because you're going to have my undivided attention and lots of new and exciting things are coming. So getting in there on my calendar is going to be a way I can pour into you directly. I will also be revamping a lot of things. So this rest period, it's funny, like when I thought about taking a time out from the podcast, the initial fears pop up, right? Where I think, oh my gosh, but I've worked so hard. I have a great listener base. I love serving women in this capacity. What if I lose it all? Like, what if I come back and nobody listens to the podcast again, right? Like all that extreme thinking comes. And I think that often shows up in our health journey too, where we think, gosh, if I stop obsessing about food or if I stop working out so religiously, everything's going to go to crap. Like I'm going to go back to where I started. And I just don't think that's true as long as we're actually finding restoration in the rest period. So there's a difference between resting and like grabbing your phone and scrolling on social media and zoning out. That's a zone out rest. I'm talking about the real, true, restorative kind of rest where we pause, we get off the treadmill of life, and we take time to figure out what's next. And that's going to bring us to the recalibration step. So when we can carve out time to rest, and so for you, it might look like an afternoon. It might look like a day. Hey, a lot of the new sick laws include mental health days. Take a mental health day. Find some space where you can pour energy into yourself so that you can get ready for the next step. So once we have the space, now we can recalibrate. This is where we go back to those values. And you better believe I have been so busy in values work. Recalibrating what we're doing with our values is so valuable. If you have done a values assessment, you know the power in being able to name your top 3 to 5 values. They're your North Stars. These are the things you look to guide your steps. And one of the activities I have in my Empowered Eating program is a time catalog where we actually write out everything we do in a day. And then we write that out on one side of the piece of paper. And then on the other side, we write out your values. And then you kind of do an inventory. You look through all the tasks you do during the day and you draw a line to the value it supports. It's kind of like that kid connect the dot activity, if you remember. It's like they have all these animals on one side and then you had to connect the animal to the letter that that animal started with. So like if you had a duck, you would connect it to a D. We're doing that with what you're doing during the day to your values. And this gives us some inventory. This helps us look at where we are spending our time. And when I looked at that, that is what allowed me to see where I needed to take a pause, where I needed to close doors, and where I needed to create more space so that I can live more fully in my values. So this recalibration period is what makes the rest so powerful. And this is where we start to get the momentum. And this is what I'm really excited to do, because over the next 4 to 6 weeks, while I'll be taking a rest from here in this microphone, I am going to be building that momentum. I'm going to be organizing my thoughts, writing, journaling, recalibrating what I do, creating resources, building momentum so that when it's time to get ready, I can launch. And same goes for you on your health journey. If we find space for rest and we do some really honest inventory about where you're spending your time, what your capacity is to work towards those goals, what things you are willing to do, what you are willing to sacrifice, what you need to say yes to, what you want to say no to, and how you can go about making those changes, we're building that momentum. We are getting ready to launch. My friend, when we do the rest, we honor this rest, we do the work in the recalibration, it sets us up to get ready for that next step. And I know you want this. I know many of you sit on the fence and don't know how to jump over. It's like we're stuck in that transition. And if you're one of those people that feels that, if you're feeling stuck, like I have been feeling stuck here in the podcast and wanting to do more and wanting to grow, I want this to be an invitation for you to find space, to find rest, to pour into yourself, to recalibrate so that you can get ready to actually chase what you want, because life is short. You know, we can't just spend it wanting to chase that next thing, to hit that goal, and then constantly be going back to the space of feeling disappointed in ourselves or like we don't measure up or we don't live up. And, you know, I think there's a lot of shame that can come with that, and I'm not here for shame, but if we can release the shame that comes with some of that feeling of disappointment when we don't hit our goals, we can look a little deeper and peel back the onion layers to see that maybe there are some things we need to do differently. Maybe we need to get real with ourselves and have a deeper look at what we're doing to really work towards that. And I think it bothers us, not because we're failures, but because we want it really, really bad. And when I look at the last few months of my life, or the last year of my life, I know a lot of my inability to relax and sleep and sleep through the night, it was because I was frustrated. I wasn't able to serve in the way I wanted to serve on this podcast and the coaching clients I'm working with. I was really frustrated. I knew I could do better and more, but in order to do that, I had to create space. And so if you find yourself on that fence, I want you to take an honest look at where you're at in life and what you might need to do to create space to go after the healthiest version of you, to really become the woman you know you can be. And I know you can be her too, but it might have to come with some bigger changes in your life. I hope you find that rest. I hope you find the space so that you can start the recalibration. If you need help with that recalibration, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Again, I won't be here on the podcast for the next 4 to 6 weeks, but I will be pouring into my clients. Man, I love those one-on-one conversations. So if you're in there, let's have that chat. Let's have that conversation and let's get you recalibrated, because get ready, girls. Come April, May, we go into summer. We are going to be ready to rock and roll. There is no more sitting on the sidelines. We are here to live and participate in life. And that means we are swinging for the fences. I love baseball. I love when they hit a home run. And that's what we're here to do. We are not here to just like bunt the ball. We're going to hit a home run. And I want you to do it with me. So I will not see you on Monday. I will be taking a pause. I will be back in May. But in the meantime, don't confuse my rest with laziness or lack of activity. I'm actually going to be doing a lot behind the scenes, and I would love to hear from you. It is so important to me to be available and connected with everyone that chooses to pop Fuel Her Awesome in her ears or his ears. There's a lot of males out there. I know. I see you. So send me your questions. Let me know how you're doing. Use this time to get connected with me, and I cannot wait to see you on the other side of this rest season. I hope you can take me up on the offer and find your own season of rest, find your own moment of rest, do some recalibration. We're here for so much more. I'll see you in May, my friends. Until then, I'm sending you all my love. Cheers and happy eating. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today's episode has been a bit different, and I won't see you on Monday, but I will see you back here in May. Until then, please check out all the resources I have for you over at jessbrownrd.com. You can find menus, free workshops, and ways to connect with me one-on-one. Because I will be expanding my coaching practice, I would love to get to know you. You can book a free discovery call with me where I can learn a bit more about you and help you to decide the best steps moving forward. I will also be sending out updates and free resources to everyone on my email list, so be sure you check the emails that are sent out. If you're not on that list, you can get on it by downloading my free menu at jessbrownrd.com. I cannot wait to see you after this rest and restoration period while we all do a little recalibration and get ready to launch in May. Until then, my friend, I'm sending you the biggest hug. I love you. Thank you for being here. Cheers and happy.